Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Sanhedrin Daf Samach Gimel. We are holding on Daf Samach Beis and Beis, the very last word of the page at Gufa on Samach Beis and Beis. Today's show is once again sponsored by Dr. David Lander, anonymous wife and children, Lila Nishmas' mother, Goldava Simchal Shalom, as well as by Daniel Sadian for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Hatzlacha for our soldiers and our captives. They should return home safely. We thank both sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So first thing we're going to discuss today is back to the conversation about someone who does multiple avodos to avodah zarah behelem echad, and how many times he's chayiv, and we're going to analyze the shita of Rabbi Ami when it comes to that. The Gemara in that context is going to discuss why we're told about an Isra of Ishtachava'ah three different times. Then the Gemara is going to discuss someone who verbally commits to Avodah Zarah. He's Mekabel Lov Be'eloha. He says, Eli Ata. So what exactly is he going to be Chayiv? Is he going to be Chayiv Misa? Is he going to be Chayiv a Korban if he does a B'shogeg? And what the Gemara is going to discuss the different Shitos in Tanoim as far as when someone does something with a Misa, without a Misa, does an Avera with a Misa, without a Maisa, with a quasi-maisa, so as verbally saying something seems to be somewhat of a quasi-maisa. Then the Gemara is going to discuss showing other forms of kavod for avodah zarah, megapef, menashek, mechabed, mirabed. So which of those things does one get malchus for? Which of those things does one not get malchus for? And again, touching upon the issues of lav she'in bo maisa, we're going to touch upon the issue of lav she'bechlalos, how one does not get malchus when a single pasuk teaches me multiple isurim. Then the Anamid Beis, the Gemara is going to discuss Hanoder b'shmo shel avodah zarah and someone who's nishba b'shmo shel avodah zarah, what we call a mekayim b'shmo. So how we learn those isurim from, and that's going to relate to using the avodah zarah either as a landmark, as a place to identify something with, or causing other people to mention the shame of an avodah zarah. We're going to talk a little bit about making a late sanos out of avodah zarah, and we're going to bring examples in Tanakh where we make a late sanos out of avodah zarah. So a lot about avodah zarah in today's daf. So let's begin gufa. So the Gemara says, let's go back to what we had previously said. Amar Rabbi Ami, zibeach v'kiter v'niseich behelem echad. If a person does all of these different forms of avodah to avodah zarah, he shach something, he's maktir something, he's menasik something, all in helem echad, all in one period of shogeg, meaning he didn't know that it was usher to do these avodos to avodah zarah, and he didn't realize in between one and the other that he had done an avera. Eino chayev ela achas. You're only chayev once. So Amar Abaye, my time at Rabbi Ami, why does Rabbi Ami think you're only chayev one korban chatos and you're not chayev separately for each and every one? Because Amar Kra, the pasuk says, when it comes to avodah zarah, velosa avdein. So akos of hasan kulon avoda achas. Since there's that extra phrase in the pasuk, velosa avdein, and that includes all of the other avodos that one might do. So you see, the Torah telling you that you're only chayiv once for all of those avodos. You do them all in helem echad, you're only chayiv once. Now the Gemara is darshaning from the fact that the pasuk isn't really needed the gufo for the yisra of avodah zarah because it already said velosa avdein. So therefore we darshan from the yisra of the pasuk that it includes all the avodos. That's how Rashi understands. The Yad Ramah explains the drasha a little bit differently, a couple of different possibilities. One is that since it says avodah bistam and the Torah doesn't identify particular types of avodos, so we assume all avodos is included in one iser. Second, since it says velosav deim with an extra mem at the end, it sounds like the kavana is for many different avodos. And even though there are those that are oved bezvicha and those bekitor and those benisuch, but the mem tells me that in many different avodos at the same time, there's only going to be one chiyuv. So the Gemara says, wait a second, Abaye is the one that explains why Rabbi Ami holds that you do all these things, you're only chayiv once. From the fact that Abaye is explaining Rabbi Ami, it sounds like he agrees to that. Umi Amar Abayi Hachi, does Abayi really agree that you do all of these multiple avodos, you're only going to be chayv once? V'amar Abayi Shalosh Shtachavos Bavodos Kachavim Lama. Why does it say three different times the an Isra Vishtachavah when it comes to Avodos Kachavim? Once in this past week's parsha, in the first set of Asaras Hadibros, Lo Shtach V'lehem V'losa Avdeim. Another in this coming week's parsha, Lo Shtach V'lelohehem. And a third in Kilo Shtach V'le'elacher, much later in Shmos. So Lama, why does it say it all three times? Achas l'kedarka, one to tell me in Israel v'shtachavah, in when that's the derech avoda of that avodah zarah. Achas shalo kedarka, one to tell me in Israel v'shtachavah when it's not the derech of that avodah zarah. V'achas l'chalik, and one to tell me that just like avodah shtachavah is different from other avodas when it comes to chiyuv chatas, because if you're m'shtachve and you do an avodah acheres, you do some other avodah in one helim, you're not going to be chayiv twice. So too by each of the other avodas. If you do multiple forms of avodah behelim echad, you're chayiv on each and every one. So I'm sorry. Just like by yishtachavah and one of the other avodas, you are chayiv twice. So too by every other avodah, when you do each one behelim echad, you're going to be chayiv twice. You're going to be chayiv separately for each one. Right? That's l'chalik. So you see that Abaye holds you're chayiv separately for each and every avodah. So how could it be that Abaye is the one that explains Rabbi Ami, who had said that Zibech v'kiter v'niseich einu chayv ela achas? Abai himself holds that one of the times it says Shtachavos to tell me lechalik, to tell me that you chayv separately for each and every one. Says the Gemara, the dvar of Rabbi Ami ka'amar. Abaye was not agreeing with Rabbi Ami; he was explaining Rabbi Ami, and he was velelo svirale. Abaye was explaining what Rabbi Ami meant, but he himself certainly doesn't hold that way. He holds if you do multiple avodas behelim echad, that since Shtachavos is lechalik yotza, it was there to teach me lechalik. You're going to be chayiv separately for each one. The as Abaye had explained, that's the third hishtachava'a. The Rabbi Ami would probably respond the way Rashi learns. Rabbi Ami would say that we darshan from this hishtachava'a that it's the lamed al atzma, that it's only aser belav and not bekares b'mezid nor bekarban b'shogeg. So it tells me the third hishtachava'a is to tell me that it actually gets a lesser punishment than other forms of avoda, but it's not the lamed al klal kulo that all of them are lechalik. So that's the machlokas between Abaye and Rabbi Ami. So gufa. Now let's go back to Abaye's actual statement. Amr Abaye shalosh hishtachavos ba'avodas kochavim lama. Abaye had said, why does it say the Yisro v'shtachavah three times be'avodah zarah? Achas l'kedarka, one when that's the normal way of worshipping that avodah zarah, that's going to be aser. V'achas shalosh kedarka, one to tell me that it's aser even if it's not the normal way of worshipping that particular avodah zarah. V'achas l'chalik, and one to tell me that you chayv separately for each and every type of avoda of worshipping that a person does to an avodah zarah. So says Gemara, well, lekedarka eicha yavdu agoyim ha'elan me eicha yavdu agoyim ha'elan avka. The isra of hishtachavah kedarka, that I should already know from a different pasuk. Pasuk says eicha yavdu agoyim ha'elas Eloheim v'esakein gamani. That what are you going to do? You're going to go into Eretz Yisrael and you're going to think, you're going to start looking at around at all the umos ha'olam that are there, and you're going to start to think, wow, let's investigate. How do they worship the avodah zarah? V'esakein gamani, and I'm going to follow suit. I'm going to do just like them. That means kedarka. It's literally saying beferush that avodah kedarka is usher. So I needed to say yishtachavah one time to tell me about avodah kedarka. So says Gemara, no, you don't need an isser yishtachavah to tell me that when it's the derech avodah, it's usher. Ella achas lekedarka v'shalo kedarka. One time it says yishtachavah is to tell me that when being mishtachavah l'avodah zarah is not mamish the derech of how they would be over the avodah zarah, but it's very similar. Meaning maybe the way that they do it is their megapev, menashek, they hug, they kiss, they do other universally accepted signs of respect. And you're doing a different universal sign of love and respect, of ishtachava'a. So that's kedarka vishalo kedarka. It's not against darka, but it's not exactly, doesn't hit the nail on the head. ahead for Kedarka. Va'achas l'shelo Kedarka. And then another Ishtachava to tell me when it's really Shelo Kedarka, that people normally are Ovid B'derech B'zayon, like Bal Pa'or or Markulis, where they're Ovid B'derech B'zayon, and this guy goes and he's Mishtachavet to it. So that's Shelo Kedarka. V'achas l'chalik. And one time it says Ishtachava to tell me that you chayv separately for each and every type of worship that one does with an Avodah Zarah. Okay, so now back to the Mishnah on Daf Samach Amud Beis. We had mentioned when it talks about the different forms of worshiping Avodah Zarah that one is chayiv skila for hamakabalo lov be'eloa ha'omer lo eliata. Someone who's makabalit as a deity and someone who says eliata. So amrav nachum amrav arvu amrav kibin shomer lo eliata chayiv. When a person says to an Avodah Zarah eliata, you're chayiv. So says Gemara lemai. What do you mean you're chayiv? If when he does a bit mazid, you're saying he's chayiv misa, I don't need Rav Nachman Amar Rabba Baravua Amar Rav to tell me that. Masnisani, that was our Mishnah. The Mishnah said beferish that if you say Eliata, you're chayiv skila. That's the context. We're learning Misach Sanhedrin here. We're not learning Misach Savodah Zarah. Why is this coming up? Because we're talking about all those different people who are chayiv skila, and one of the people that are chayiv skila, someone who says Eliata. So I don't need an Amora to come and tell me what it says beferish in the Mishnah, ella lekarban. So it must be that it's telling me that if a person did, a person said eliata bishogeg, that he's chayiv a karban chatos. That must be Rav Nachman Amrav Arvu Amrav's chiddush. So asking Mara, Rav just says bistam. Sounds like according to all the shitos, you're going to be chayiv a karban. Va'afilu l'rabbanan. Can you say that even according to the rabbanan who hold that if a person violates some other avera by just using their mouth, by just saying things, that it's not considered a maisa that's going to be mechayiv a karban? Because what do the rabbanan say? Va'atanya, we have a brisa when it comes to ovid avodah zarah. Einu chayiv el dover sheish b'maisa. You're only going to be chayiv a karban if you do something that involves a maisa, kigon zibuach. The kitor, v'nisuch, v'shtachava'a, all of those things are a physical action, and yirchayev v'chatos, v'asachas mikol mitzvah shem elokav, right, it's asiyah, the Torah says, when it talks about karmel chatos in Parshat Vayikra, it's v'asachas mikol mitzvah shem elokav, so it's only asiyah for which yirchayev v'karmel chatos. Reish Lakish had commented, man tana hishtachava'a, who's the Tana that thinks hishtachava'a is considered a maisa enough to be mechayiv you a karban chatos? Rabbi Akiva, he, that only follows the sheet of Rabbi Akiva, to Amar Lobi Inon Maisa, who holds that when it comes to the Yisra of Megadev Es Hashem, you don't need to do a full-fledged Maisa in order to be Mechayev a Karban. Just Akimas Vasayim alone, just by using words, that alone is a significant enough Maisa to be Chayev a Karban. And if words alone is a significant enough Maisa when it comes to the Yisra of Megadev, so when it comes to the Yisra of Avodah Zarah, probably Hishtachava'a is also a significant enough Maisa. Yeah, that's the Shita of Rabbi Akiva, but Mechal the Rabbanan Sabri bin and Maisa. But the Rabbanan disagree with Rabbi Akiva. The Rabbanan hold that if Megadev is only Akimas Vasayim, if all he does is he uses words, it's not enough of a Maisa to be Mechayev a Karban. You need a Maisa Gomor in order to be Mechayev a Karban. A minor Maisa of Akimas Vasayim is not going to be Mechayev a Karban, and therefore it's stands to reason that according to the Rabbanan, when it comes to Avodah Zarah, just bending your body, that's not a Maisa Gomor, so a Mishtachavah should not be Chayiv a Karban. So that's a Kasha on Rav. Why does Rav just say Derech Stam? He just says that if a person says Eliata, you're going to be Chayiv. Wait, the Rabbanan hold that if a person is Megadev, he's not going to be Chayiv because Akimus Fasayim is not enough of a Maisa, so you're not going to be Chayiv. So it says, Kikam Rav Nami, Rabbi Akiva Kamar. Who said that Rav was talking according to all the Tanaim? Maybe Enochinami. When Rav says that if you say Eliata Yerchayev a Karban, he was saying Lefi Shitas Rabbi Akiva that Akimas Vasayim is considered a Maisa. So then you're going to be Chayev a Karban. But Enochinami, according to the Shita of the Chachamim, you're not going to be Chayev a Karban. One could ask. The Rishonim point out that why doesn't the Brisa say Ha'omer Eliata among those things that have a Maisa that you're chayev for being Ovid Avodah Zarah, meaning it says Megapi, Menashik, these other things. So Rabbeinu Meir is quoted in Tosfos HaRash that the Brisa is only saying those things that you're chayev on it even shalo kedarka. So therefore, it doesn't list eliyata because every avol zara is darka bekach. There's no such thing as shalo kedarka and eliyata. Eliyata means I'm accepting that one is accepting it as a deity. So that's always going to be kedarka. What you physically do with the avol zara that varies from one avol zara to the other. So says Gemara the Rabbi Akiva pshita haynu megadif. But wait, the great chiddush of Rav Nachman Rav Amarav is that akimas fasayim is a maisa. Is that if you say Eliyata, that's enough of a maisa to be chayv a karban? We know dafka lefishitas Rabbi Akiva. We know dafka lefishitas Rabbi Akiva. It's enough of a maisa because Rabbi Akiva said beferish by midgadif that akimas fasayim is a maisa. Why would there even be a hava amina that akimas fasayim is enough of a maisa by midgadif, but not enough of a maisa by Eliyata? So says Mar Mal de Teimat Kol Lo Kamechayv Rabbi Akiva Karban Ella Bimegadev Tichsiv Beikares. I might have thought that Rabbi Akiva is only going to be Mechayv Karban for Akimas Vasayim by Megadev, where there's a Chiyuv Kares. If you do Bemezid, that says Beferish. It says right next to the Chiyuv Karban B'Shogeg that if you do Bemezid, you're Chayv Kares. So when the pasuk is Memait Alav Shein Bomaisa from a Karban, it's not excluding a Megadev in your Chayv a Karban on Megadev, even though it's not really a Maisa, it's really just Hakimas Vasayim. Aval Hacha Bapevot Zar Deloksiv Bekares, where it doesn't say that you Chayv Kares Bemezid anywhere near where the Torah says that you chayev a karban, say imalo. So I might think that you're not going to be chayev a karban b'shogeg for just saying eliyata. So kamash malon. That's why Rav tells me not so. That if you say eliyata to an avod zara, it's enough to be chayev a karban. Diskushe iskish. Because saying eliyata, there's a hekish between saying eliyata and shechting an animal. Tchsiv, because the pasuk says by the chete egel vayishtachavu lo. Vayizbechulo vayomru Eile Elohecha Yisrael is the end of the pasuk. So you see the vayomru Eile Elohecha Yisrael is right next to vayizbechulo. So we make a hekish between the zvicha and the eliyata, that just like on zvicha b'shogeg yirchayev achatas, so too on amiras eliyata b'shogeg one is also going to be chayev achatas. The hemshech of the pasuk now, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, you know, the pasuk says asula megel masecha veishtachvelo vayizbechulo vayomru. So vav, if not for the extra vav in he'elucha, that it turns it into lashon rabim, meaning it could have said ze, you know, Elohecha, you know, Yisrael, Shehela, whatever, I don't know how it could say. It would say, but without the Vav in Halucha, Halucha turns it into Lashon Rabim, in Nischayv Rishem Shal Yisrael Kaliya. Had it not been for that Vav, we would have, the Jewish people would have been deserved to have been wiped out entirely. Why? What does the Vav do? The Vav turns into the Lashon Rabbim, where even when we are being modal Avodah Zarah, we're at least incorporating HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a partner with the Avodah Zarah. So at least we're not denying HaKadosh Baruch Hu's role entirely. We're being Mishtatev Shem Shemayim B'davar Acher. So with Shituf, we're not going to be Chayiv Kliya. It's not quite as bad as just completely denying going to a different Avodah Zarah. So Gemara says, Kitanai, well, to say that Shituf is better and that it would save us from being Chayiv to be wiped out by being Mishtatev Shem Shemayim B'davar Acher, by violating the second of the Aseres HaDibros instead of the first of the Aseres HaDibros, that's at least subject to Machlokas Tanayim. Because Acherim Omrim, there are Acherim that say in Mesachas Horios, Tafid Gimel, it says Acherim is Rabbi Meir. The Rabbi Shimon Gamliel made a knas that he's going to be called Acherim because Rabbi Meir wanted to be Mevayishim and show him that he doesn't know Kol HaTorah because he was Mesakin that they all should only stand when the Nasi walks in and not when the Chachamim walk in. So the Rabbi Nassim was with Rabbi Meir during that Maisa. There was a knas that they called him Yesh Omrim, and Rabbi Meir was called Acherim. So from that point on, he was called Acherim. Now there was Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. Is it for everything that we call him Acherim? Tosfos Masechta Sota on Daf Yud Beis quotes from Rashi that when Rabbi Meir said the Shmua in the name of his Rebbe Elisha ben Avuya, that's who was called Acher after he was Yotze the Tabris Ra'a. So whenever he says something in the name of his Rebbe, we call him Acherim. But when he says something on his own, we'll still call him Rabbi Meir, meaning Acherim is a takeoff on Acher, that since he was the Talmud of Elisha ben Avuya, Revuya, who was Acher, so we call them Acherim. But Tosfos says that's a little bit strange, because it turns out that they punished Rabbi Nassan more than Rabbi Meir in that Maisa, because Rabbi Nassan is always called Yesh Omrim, and Rabbi Meir is only going to be called Acherim when he says something in the name of Elisha ben Avuya, when he says something in the name of his Rebbe. And therefore Tosfos writes that no, he was always called Acherim from that Maisa and on. So every time that Rabbi Meir is quoted by the name Rabbi Meir in Shas, it's before that Maisa. Whenever he's quoted in the name of Acherim, it's after that Maisa. That's how Tosfos says. But anyway, Acherim Omrim il mali vav sheba alucha, had it not been for the vav and alucha, nischai v'rushem shal Yisrael klaya. Amelo Rishim ben Yichai, Rishim ben Yichai says to Rabbi Meir, "Valo kolam mishatif shem shemayim v'dover acher nerkam in olam." That's awful. If a person is mishatif shem shemayim v'dover acher, he's uprooted from the world. Shenemar, because the pasuk says that bilti l'Hashem levado. So how can you say that by being mishatif shem shemayim v'dover acher they saved themselves? Elamat alam rosher alucha sheivu alos harbe. What's the Torah telling me when it says alucha that they wanted and they were makabel other gods as well, meaning it wasn't just about the Egel. So Rabbi Yochanan holds like Acherim, but there's this other Shita that says, no, Bilti L'Hashem Levado, there's no way being Mishtatif Shem Shemayim V'Dover Acher helped them at all. It would not save them. No, but what's the Torah teaching with Halucha? It's just telling us about how deep the depravity ran in the time that the Klal Yisrael was doing the Egel. They were being Mekabel any type of Avodah Zarah. Good. The Mishnah then went on to say, Avala Mekabit, Vamenashik, Vamechabit, Vamerabit, if someone does other forms of respectful things to an Avodah Zarah, he is in violation of a losaseh, and if he's noda b'shem Avodah Zarah, and if he takes a shvua b'shem Avodah Zarah, he violates a losaseh. So the Gemara says, well, which of these averus do you get malchus for, which one's not? Kiyos Rav Dimi Yom Rabbi Lazar, al kulam loka, chutz mei noda b'shem v'amekayim b'shmo. All of these other things you get malchus for, except for noder or a shavua b'shem avodah zara that you don't get malchus. So maishna noder b'shem v'mekayim b'shem v'dolalaki. Why is it that you don't get malchus for those forms of commitment to avodah zara? Mishum davle lavshem b'maisa, because the neder and a shavua do not involve a maisa. You don't get malchus on lavshem b'maisa. Well, haninami lav shebechalosu. But if you're following rules of what you get malchus for and what you don't, all of the other things megapi b'nashi mechabim rabbi, they're all a lav shebechalosu. Because the pasuk says, so it sounds like you're not allowed to follow avodah zarah in whatever the derech avodah is. So any types of avodah, and the rule generally is that you don't get malchus on alav shebechalos. Ditanya, because the brisa gives us the classic prototypical example of alav shebechalos, and that is the pasuk of lo sochlu al adam. What do we learn from there? Number one, minayin lochel ben abeim called mishteitzei nafsha. How do I know that if a person eats from an animal right after the Shechita, before it had a real chance to die, it's still jumping around, shehu belos aseh, that's a violation of belos aseh, tam lo losochel al adam. So you see, that's one issue we learn from losochel al adam. Davar acher, second issue, losochel al adam, losochel basar adayin dam b'mizrak. You shouldn't eat from the meat when the dam is still in the mizrak that you haven't yet been zorik on the mizbech. This is talking about kachim meat, obviously a korban. Number three, Rabbi Dosa, Amar Minayin She'in Mavrin al Haruge Bezin. How do I know that we don't do a sudas havra'a for avelim or being misabel on their relatives who are Haruge Bezin, who were executed in Bezin? Tamlomar losoch al adam. They don't do a sudas havra'a when someone was killed in the misas Bezin. That since he's killed for an onesh, we shouldn't be knowing mina kavod after their death, because we want them to get a kapara from their avera. We're taking away from the kapara by being knowing mina kavod. Number four, Rabbi Kiva Minayin, Sanhedrin Shagros and Evesh, Shein Tom and Klim Kolos Ayom. I don't know that if Sanhedrin kills somebody, they don't need anything all day that day. Tamalomar losoch la adam. And number five, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Asar leben Soru Mora Minayin. Where do I learn an ashara for the Yisra of Ben Sora Mora? The Marshal changes it from Yosef Ben Chanina Amar, and that's the Gersh in the Yad Rama as well. So somebody says Ashara Ben Sora Mora Minayin Tamalom and the Sochel Al Dam. V'yamar Rabbi Yavin Bar Chia V'item Rabbi Yavin Bar Kana Al Kulam. On all of these Yisurim that we learn from the Sochel Al Dam, ain't a loka mishum davli lav shebecholos, because it's lav shebecholos. So don't you see that whenever you have a lav shebecholos, you don't get malchus? So why does one get malchus from a gapif menashik Rabbi, it's all those different things that show kavod to the avodah zarah, aren't they alav shebichlalos? El kiyos Rabbi Amar Blazer al kol ein lok ein loka chutz min another shmo v'amakayim shmo. We got it backwards. All of those things in the chanami you do not get malchus on. No, the b'shmo mekayim b'shmo, you do get malchus for. Those are the only two you do get malchus for. So, frankly, why? Maishna hanuch de lo laki. Why is it for all the other things you don't get malchus for? Davli lav shebicholos, because we said it's a lav shebicholos. Well, hani nami lav shein b'maisa ninu. But no, the b'shmo and taking a shvua b'shmo are lav shein b'maisa. So, by the rules of what you get malchus for and what you don't, you shouldn't get malchus for them either. So says Gemara, uk Rabbi Yehuda. No, because it's assuming like the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. There is a sheet of Rabbi Yehuda who holds that one does get malchus even for lav shein b'maisa. So everyone agrees you don't get malchus for lav shein b'chalos, and that's why megapif menashik mechabid merabit sach malbish manil. All of those different things you could do for avodah zarah, those are all lav shein b'chalos. That for sure you don't get malchus on. But I know that b'shmo mekayim b'shmo, where it's lav shein b'maisa, that according to Rabbi Yehuda you would get malchus. Where does Rabbi Yehuda say that you get malchus for lav shein b'maisa? For lav shein b'maisa, the Tanya, because the Braisa tells us about a korban Pesach. It says lo sasir mimenu ad boker, and it says v'anos mimenu ad boker be'ish tisrofu. So it tells me that if you leave nosar, you have to then burn it. So ba'kas of litin asei achalos asei lomar shein lokan alav. The Torah makes this a lav hanita klasei, so that I can know not to get malchus on it. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi says, you know why you don't get malchus on the issue of nosar? Because it's nita klasei. Rabbi Yaakov omer lomar hashem. Said, that's not the real reason you don't get malchus on nosar. It's because there's no mice involved in nosar. Nosar happens when you just don't eat the meat. You just don't do anything. Whenever there's a lav shein b'maisa, one does not receive malchus for that. So it sounds like Rabbi Yehuda holds that one does get malchus for a lav shein b'maisa. So that explains everything, right? Why is it that we said all those things you don't get malchus for, that's a lav shein b'chlalos. Why is it mekayim b'shmo, noder b'shmo, you do get malchus for, that's lav shein b'maisa? I don't you not get malchus lav shein b'maisa? Rabbi Yehuda holds you do get malchus for lav shein b'maisa. Okay, noder b'shmo v'mekayim b'shmo reza below sase. We said it's definitely a violation of below sase to be no debishmo or take a shvua bishmo. Where do I see that that's a violation of below sase? Where in the Chumash is there a pasuk that tells me a below sase? Titanya, because we have a brisa from the fact that it says in the Torah, Vishem Elohim Achirim lo sazkiru, Shalo Yomar Adam Lechavero, Shmorli Bitsad Avodah Chav Plonis. It tells me you're not even supposed to use an Avodah Zarah as a landmark. You're not supposed to say, oh, I'll meet you next to this particular Avodah the Zara. And from the fact that it says Lo Yishama Al Picha, from the fact that it says in the Hemshich of that pasuk Lo Yishama Al Picha, we learn from there Shelo Yidar B'Shmo V'Lo Yikayim B'Shmo, that you're not supposed to be have the Shema Avodah Zarah on your mouth, meaning you're not supposed to take a Neder B'Shmo nor take a Shuma B'Shmo V'Lo Yigram Acherim She Yidru B'Shmo V'Yikayim B'Shmo, nor should you cause other people to invoke the name of an Avodah Zarah. Dover Acher, Lo Yishama Al Picha, Asara Lemesis Lemadiach. Another possibility is that Lo Yishama Al Picha is an Asara for someone who's Mesis Yechidim to violate Avodah Zarah, or someone who's Madiach, an entire city, to violate Avodah Zarah. So that's Lo Yishama Al Picha, not to do Asasa Vahadacha. So it says, Mesis Pedik Sivbeva, Kali Sol Yishma V'Yiraun. There's already an Asara for Mesis. It says, Kali Sol Yishma V'Yiraun, Lo Yisifu Lassos Kadavar Haraza Bikirbecha. So Dover Ra is Hasasa Avodah Zarah. That's what the pasuk was talking about. So I already know there's an iser of hasasa liyichidim. So ella ashara lemadiach. So lo yishama al picha is an ashara not to be madiach a city to do avodah zarah. This line of not to use it as a landmark. Lo yomar adam lechaver shemar li b'tzad avodas chavim plonis. I once had a shayla. Someone told me that their aunt had died and she was being buried in some teeny tiny cemetery somewhere that didn't didn't even have an address, the cemetery. So he was told by a relative, right across the street from the cemetery, there's a church. So just put in the church into Waze, and then you'll know, then you'll see it. Then it's going to be right there. So he wanted to know, is he allowed to do that? Are you allowed to use the church as that you're not supposed to say, don't meet me next to Avodah Zarah Plotness? So is he allowed to put it into Waze? So I sent the Shaila back in the day to when I got it, it was many years ago, to Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein, and he wrote me a whole tshuva about Ksiva Kedibur Dami. Now you're not allowed to say meet me next to the church. Are you allowed to put it into Waze? Are you allowed to Ksiva, I guess, not voice command it into Waze, but maybe to type it into Waze. But that was my 15 minutes of fame, because Ami Magazine did a feature on Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein like a month later, and they asked him, did you get any interesting shailas recently? And he said, Rabbi Libus from America sent me a shaila about Waze. So that was okay. Anyway, v'lo yigrom la'achirim sheyidru b'shmo. You shouldn't cause other people to take the neder b'shmo v'sheikaimu b'shmo, or to take a shvua b'shmo. Meseyele la'avod d'shmo. This is a raya to avod d'shmo. D'amra avod d'shmo. Asal adam sheyasu shutafus ima ovid chavim. One shouldn't make a partnership together with an ovid chavim because shemi is chayv lo shvua, because maybe as a result of your business partnership, he's going to be chayv shvua to you v'nishma b'avod chavim shlo, and he's going to swear by the name of his avod zara. V'atora amar lo yishama al picha, and the Torah says lo yishama al picha, so you shouldn't do that. Ki asa ula bas. When Ula came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, he slept in a city that's called Kalnevo. And it was called Kalnevo because apparently there was an Avodah Zarah in that city. There are many, many cities that are named after Avodah Zarahs, particularly in India and places like that, where there are lots and lots of cities that are just named after the primary Avodah Zarah in that city. So this city was called Kalnevo because apparently there was an Avodah Zarah called Nevo that was the centerpiece of this city. And we call it Kalnevo as a Lashon Bizayon, that it's Kal, that's like a lightweight. So Amalei Rava, so Rava said to Ula, Vehecha Basmar, where did you sleep? Amalei Bekalnevo. He said, I slept in Kalnevo. So Amalei, so Rava says, why do you mention the name of the city? Vaksiv, Vishem Elohim Acherim Lo Saskiru. You're not supposed to say the name of Elohim Acherim. So you're not supposed to say the name of Avodah Zarah, which is also a very, very difficult thing, right? Meaning if you're just describing where you went, or you describe, there are lots of things that are named after Avodah Zarah. Half the months of the year are named after Avodah Zarah. So are you now let us say January, February, March, April, May, June, all of those are Avodah Zarahs. July and August are Julius and Augustus Caesar. October, November, December, September, October, November, December are all just numbers, right? But Sept, Oct, those are all just numbers. But the first 6 months of the year are named after Avodah Zarahs. Many, many cities are named after Avodah Zarahs. So a little bit difficult, as the post can discuss. But anyway, the Gemara says, how could you say it? So Amalei Su'ula says, you're allowed to mention this Avodah Zarah. Bikzachi Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Avodah Chav Maksuv B'Torah, Mutar Lahazkir Shema. One of the exceptions to this rule that you're not allowed to mention the name of an Avodah Zarah is if the Avodah Zarah is mentioned in the Torah Beferish, then you're allowed to mention the name of the Avodah Zarah. And it stands to reason that way, because you're supposed to learn Torah. And if the Torah says it, you're supposed to say the words that it says in the Torah. V'ha Hecha Ksiva, but where does it say Kal Nevo in the Torah? It's Pasuk in Yeshayo, Kara Bal Kores, and we'll see how that relates to this Avodah Zarah. The Gemara is going to explain. So ask the Gemara, V'ilo Ksiva, and if the Avodah Zarah is not written in the Torah, lo, you're not allowed to mention the name of such an Avodah Zarah. Masav Rav Misharshia, challenges this idea that says in the Mishnah that Ra'a Achas Meruba, if you have a Zav who has one Re'iyas Ziva that just goes continuously, so much so that it's Kishalosh, that it takes the amount of time that it would take to normally have three separate re'eos, so he becomes a zav gamur, and he's a chayiv a karbon when he becomes tahar. Meaning, normally a zav has not the same but somewhat similar dinim to a zava. Right? If a woman becomes a zava during the yiral yom shvei nidal nida, she sees a flow. So if it's just for one day, she's a zava ketana. For 2 days, she's a zava ketana. For 3 days straight, she becomes a zava gadola. By a man, it's different. Now, a man is tamei bire'eos kibi. He doesn't need that it to be on three consecutive days. Three re'eos is enough, even on a single day, is enough to make him a full-fledged zav for which he's going to be chai of a carbon. We don't have ziva anymore. It's some sort of disease that we don't have anymore. Zava gadola you would have, because that's just blood. But for a man, whatever the Gemara Nida describes, what ziva looks like, we just don't have it anymore. But a man would be mitame, bere'eos kibiyamim. So what if it's one long flow, but it's long enough that it could have been three? Shehi Kimigadion Lishilo, which is the amount of time that it would take to walk from Gadion to Shiloh, Shehain Shtei Tvilos Ushnei Sibugin, which would also have to include not only the amount of time that it would take to have three Re'eos, but also the amount of time to be Tovel and dry off in between those Re'eos, Hareza Zav Gomer. That's as if he had three Re'eos. So you see, Mefurish of the Mishnah, that it mentions a place called Gadion. That place is named after an Avodah Zarah. So really, the Halachos of Zav are not what interests us right now, meaning it's like a totally ancillary thing, that when it's describing how long of a Re'eos Ziva he had, it says, oh, the amount of time it takes to walk from Gadion. Gadion! You're not allowed to say Gadion! Right? So that's what it says, a Kasha of Rabbi Yochanan. So I'm a Ravina. So Ravina answers that the Shema of Avodah Zarah Gadion is mentioned in the Torah. Gad nami michtav ksiv. It says, the ksiv paskin Yishayo says, ha'orvim legad shulchan. So ha'orchim legad shulchan, those who set a table for God. So you see that it's mentioned in the Torah. Amar Rav Nachman, kol leitzanus asira, any leitzanus is asr to do. A person is not supposed to make a mockery out of life. We're supposed to be serious people. Chutz mi leitzanus davos chavim, except for leitzanus of Zara desharia. Tichsev kara bal kores nevo, karsu kore yachtov lo yachul malit masa. That Baal and Nevo are the gods of the Bnei Bavel, and they bend over as if they have some sort of stomachache that they're not able to make it all the way to the Beis HaKisei before they defecate. So that's a lashon of schok, and we're making a mockery out of this avodah zarah. Uksiv, and the pasuk says in Hosea, also relating to the tzanus of avodah zarah, dibru leeglos beis oven yaguru shechan shomron ki aval alav imo uchmarav alav yagilu al kvodu ki golem imenu. That these egle avodah zarah that are in Beit El, the residents of Shomron are going to worry when Sancheiriv takes them and goes with them, and the priests that carry these agalim are going to celebrate when they're taken from them, because it says Yagilu al kvodo ki galim imenu al tikri kvodo el kvedo. Don't read it as kvodo, but kvedo, that it's a heavy burden because their backsides are so full of excrement that it's like a heavy burden. So it's also making a leitzanus of the avodah zarah, where we're describing that they're they're laden with excrement. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, my dechsev. What does the pasuk mean in Hosea when it says Vati Yosifu Lachto V'Yasulam Masecha Mikasvam Kisvunam Atzabim? So my kisvuna kitvunam atzabim. So melamed shekalech ve'echad. Anyone who does this avodah zarah also d'mus yiraso makes for himself an image of his avodah zarah, and it's as if the pasuk says kitmuna matzavim, meaning the tmuna of the pesel of the avodah zarah umanicha b'kiso, and then he would hold it in his pouch b'shosh zochra motzia b'tochiko mechabko menashka, and when he would remember it, he would take it out and he would hug it and he would kiss it. May zov chayadim agolim yashkun. What's the pasuk mean in the hemshich of the pasuk when it says zov chayadim agolim yishakun? So I'm Rabbi Yitzchak to be Rabbi Yami, Rabbi Yitzchak to be Rabbi Yami explain shem mishosi avos chavim nosu my name. The Mesharshim of this Avodah Zarah used to keep their eyes on people who had a lot of money. Then they would starve their calves, and they would make an image of these very wealthy people, and they would put the images, the pictures of these very wealthy people next to the feeding troughs of these of these starving animals. And then they would bring these animals outside. When they would see these rich people, that they associated that, the animals associated that with food. So Ratzanach Reinam and Shamshin Ben, the animals would run to them and because they assumed that they would be fed from them. So Amlo, the priests of this Avodah Zarah would say to the wealthy guy, wow, the Avodah Zarah wants you. You should really go slaughter yourself to the Avodah Zarah, and then they would take all their money. So Amar Rava, it should have said that the Agolim are going to go kiss and snuggle up with in order to shech the person. That's what it should have said if that's what it really meant. Elam Rava, no, Rava says it happened a little differently. Anyone who shechts his son to an avodah zarah, omrim lo dorum gadol hikrivlo. They would say, oh, you just brought the greatest gift to the avodah zarah. Yavo v'yishaklo. So they would come and kiss him, meaning they would say to the zov chayadam, to the egle avodah zarah, zara that golem yishaku. Amr Avidom Rav, Hanshi Bavlos of Sukkos Banos. So my nihu, what was the Sukkos that they made for Avodah Zarah? Tarnagolas. They made a dmus of a Tarnagolas. It was called Sukkos Banos because it leaned its wings, it hovered its wings over its afrochim, over its chicks to protect it. Vanshi Kus also was Nargel, my nihu Tarnagol. That was a male rooster. Vanshi Chemas also was Hashima, my nihu. What did they make? Barcha Karcha. They made an image of a goat. Veizimasu Nivchas Vestadka, my nihu Kelev Chamor, an image of a dog and a donkey. Vasaprivim Srof Mespineim, Beishla Darmelech Vanamelech, Elohe Sarfavayim, Umay nihu Hapered Vasus. They made a mule and a horse. Adarmelech Ta Hadle Lamare, a mule is called an Adarmelech because Hadle Lamare Betiina, it carries burdens for its master. And a malach, and a horse is called a malach because it responds to help its master in a time of war. The af chizkiyo melech Yehuda bikesh of lasos lokein elosh sikaso imo l'salamandra, that chizkiyo melech Yehuda's father Achaz HaMelech wanted to burn him for an avodah zarah, but his mother put a fire repellent on him to protect him so that he shouldn't be affected by the avodah zarah. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Everyone have a great day.